Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, students. Welcome to our lesson summary review. This week, we're starting a new summary of the course Personal Evangelism. For those of you who are already enrolled in this program or will be enrolling, you can take a look at your study guide, and we're going to be starting with session one this week, which is entitled Follow the Pattern. Follow the Pattern. This is the first session of this course, Personal Evangelism, which is one of the courses in our Associate's Degree in Christian Theology program. Now, this session will help you to see God's plan for personal evangelism and understand how to pattern your life after God's plan. And as we always do, we want to prepare ourselves in a time of prayer, of seeking God and acknowledging His presence, seeking His wisdom, as we study these lessons and as we teach these lessons. We also want to make sure that we are being faithful in our personal devotional time of Bible reading and prayer. We need to understand, students, that it is our personal walk with the Lord that is foundational to all other things that we do to learn and to teach this lesson. So I challenge each one of you to not only be able to give good explanations as you study and teach this lesson, but also I challenge you to set a good example of the application of the truth of this lesson in your everyday life. So let us seek the face of God now as we prepare to study this lesson. Father, we thank you. We acknowledge your presence today in our midst. We thank you for every student and staff member of Grace Bible College and Seminary. We thank you for every person listening to the sound, hearing of my voice. As they study this lesson, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be upon them afresh, that you will open their hearts, open their minds, that you will give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your truth. And I ask that your Holy Spirit would empower them for life and victory over every situation and circumstance of their life. And let it all be done to the glory of your name. And we bless and honor you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Students, again, I welcome you to our lesson summary review. Today, we're starting a new review of our course, Personal Evangelism, and we're starting with session number one, which is Follow the Pattern. See God's plan. We're going to see Christ's life, and we're going to see the examples of early Christians, which gives us a pattern from the Scriptures about how we can go about affecting the lives of people for Christ. Now, in order to get started, I want you to think about the name of someone you know who may not know Jesus Christ or who you may think may not know Christ. A lot of times it's difficult for us to determine what's inside of a person's heart, but just say that you know someone who does not proclaim or maybe even denies the name of Jesus Christ. So think about the first name of one of those persons and pray that you will be able to win them to Christ as a result of taking this course. Go ahead right now. If you have a blank sheet of paper, jot down the name of one person with whom you hope to be able to share Christ with as a result of this course. And as we go through it, we're going to hopefully learn some principles and some patterns in which will make our witness more effective as we're given the opportunity to witness to them. And I also like to comment, students, that God desires, what God desires from every person who comes to know Him is an eternal relationship. He desires this eternal relationship with every person on earth. So our calling is to help people make a beginning with God that will have a continuing, ongoing relationship with God, just as a wedding is not an end in itself, but the launching of a lifetime relationship. This is what God wants for each person. And this is why Jesus is likened in the Scriptures to a bridegroom, and He likens the church to a bride. So I want to encourage you to continue in this course with the mindset that responsible and biblical personal evangelism is helping people begin and continue a personal relationship with Christ. Therefore, advanced preparation for personal evangelism should also deal with both winning the lost and discipling the convert. And this is what our cell churches are all about, where we meet for teaching, prayer, breaking bread, and fellowship. The evangelism, sharing the gospel, is simply like the wedding, but then the joining together with the church, as it is with joining of husband and wife, is the beginning of a lifetime relationship with God. So we want to make sure that we understand this as we study and review the lesson this week. So let's take a look at our first major heading, which is God's plan. Our first objective asks us to explain what God's pattern is for personal evangelism. Now, if we look at the story of creation that is found in Genesis chapters 1 and 2, we see that God provided everything that Adam and Eve needed. And as you take a look or skim through those portions of those chapters as your study guide instructed you to, I want you to identify some of the things that God provided for our needs. And write them on a blank sheet of paper if you have not already done this as you took your lesson. On a blank sheet of paper, write down in one column our needs. And then to the right of that, make another column called provision. Now, under needs, here's the first need that God has made provision for. He's made provision for material goods in our life. You can see an example in Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 through 18, Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, Genesis 2, verse 8, and again in Genesis 2, verse 9. So you see he provided light, food, place to call home. He provided physical beauty. So God has made provision for our material needs as we see as one of the parts of God's plan for us. Another need that we want to take a look at is companionship. You can see that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25, where God created Adam and Eve. He said that it wasn't good that man should be alone, so he would make a helpmeet that's suitable for him. So God has provided companionship for us. A third need that God knows we have is purpose. So we can see addressed in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and verse 28 that he's given us dominion. We see that he's given us the ability to reproduce and to cultivate. So we have purpose. That was a need that man had, and God has made provision for that. There are two other needs that are part of God's plan for all people in the earth, and that is guidance. We can see in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 through 17, where God gave us specific instructions about what we are to do and what his will is for our lives. And a fifth need that we see examined in the book of Genesis is knowledge of the Creator. Knowledge of the Creator. We can see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, that we are created in God's image. Verse 28, that we are capable of conversation with God. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 implies an habitual experience of being in God's presence. So again, as we take a look at our first objective under God's plan, it lists five needs: material needs, companionship, purpose, guidance, and knowledge of the Creator. And we've given you scripture references where you can find in Genesis chapters 1 and 2 God's provision for each of those needs in our life. And this is for people who may know Christ and those who don't know Christ. We all have these same needs, and God has a plan to meet each of those needs. Now, I also like to explain to you that when we are preparing for something, we must keep in mind all that we are preparing for. And when we do this, it will make our preparation much more effective. So we also must prepare ourselves for personal evangelism, just as we would prepare for anything else. That is, if we want to be effective in helping people establish a personal and ongoing relationship with Jesus Christ, we must make preparation for that. For example, a farmer prepares in advance not only to gather his harvest, but also to store the harvest as soon as it is gathered. So I want you students to think of some examples from everyday life such as preparations for the care of a new baby in the family before the baby is born. Think about some things that you make daily preparations for. And I want you to liken that to the same type of preparation that we must make in order to share the good news with persons who may not know Christ either. Now, also, on that same sheet of paper or in your notes, I want you to write these things down. I want you to make the following column, and I want you to write down these words. I want you to write down God's heart. Second word I want you to write down is God's manner. And the third word I'd like for you to make note of is God's plan. Now, what I want you to do with those words is to write the appropriate words next to the column based on the question that I'm going to ask you next. The first question I'm going to ask you is, what kind of heart did God have toward Adam and Eve? I want you to write down your response, and your response for that should be love. Second question is, what was God's manner of relating to Adam and Eve? Was it personal, direct and close, or impersonal, indirect and distant? Well, we know that God's manner was personal with Adam and Eve. And the third question I want to ask you is, was God's plan for Adam and Eve to be in fellowship with him for a short period of time or for eternity? And, of course, as we look at the scripture text and our study guide, we understand that God's plan was to have eternal fellowship with us. So, again, your things you wrote down should look something like this. In response to God's heart, we see that God's heart is a heart of love toward us. In response to God's manner, God has and desires a personal, that is, direct and close relationship with us. In relation to God's plan, he desires to have eternal fellowship, not just a short-term relationship with us, for it's for all eternity. And these are some things that are helpful for us as we go forward to think about the persons that we desire to see Christ, and as we desire to share Christ with them, we must keep these things in mind. In fact, it is much more helpful if we have experienced these things or are experiencing God's love, the close and personal direct contact we have with God, and realizing that it is an eternal fellowship that cannot be broken. So here's another question that we want to ask, and we're studying session one of the course Personal Evangelism, which is Follow the Pattern. We're looking at God's plan. So here's another question let's ask for the session before we move on to our second objective. Did God have a change of heart, manner, or plan for Adam and Eve after they sinned? Now, we've seen in the lesson that what God's heart, we've seen what God's manner and plan was for mankind from the beginning, but did sin change God's plan? Well, the answer is no. And one of the things, references you can look at is John chapter 3, verse 16. And you can see that only what God's heart, manner, and plan for man is, it still continues. The same plan that he has for eternal relationship with mankind is the same plan that he has today for mankind. For whosoever believeth on Jesus should not perish but have eternal or everlasting life, even today, just as God had planned from the beginning with mankind. So we can also look at John chapter 17, verse 3. John 17, verse 3. And we'll see that according to John 17 and 3, eternal life is that ongoing personal relationship that God wants to have, just like we have when we become into a marriage relationship with someone. It's, the wedding is just the beginning of what's to continue from that point forward. So coming to know Christ is the beginning of a new life of continuing fellowship with God And this is something that both John 3:16 and John 17:3 speaks to us about. We need to know that knowing God and Jesus means being in a personal, ongoing, say what we do, this ongoing, a personal, ongoing relationship with them. Another question we want to look at now is from our 4-hour to-do section. If you look in your study guide on page 12, you'll see where we address this. We want to emphasize also that the pattern for personal evangelism is very simple. And here is what I want you to think about as an example of what personal evangelism is all about. Personal evangelism, students, is simply God continuing to share personally his love with his people after they have rebelled against him. Again, the pattern for personal evangelism is simply God continuing to share personally his love with people after they have rebelled against him. We need to understand and know that our sin does not stop God from loving us and every other person on the earth and wanting to share himself eternally with every person who would trust him and cooperate with him by the leading of the Holy Spirit. We need to know, students, to be able to love in this way, God had to send to earth his son, Jesus. And by looking closely at Jesus' life on earth, we can see more clearly God's plan for personal evangelism. This is each person has some responsibility in sharing the good news of what Jesus has done and what knowing Jesus means and living a life that shows that Christ is living inside of you. And so that leads us right into our second heading, which is Christ's life. The first heading dealt with God's plan. Now let's look at the example of Christ's life that shows us more clearly God's plan for evangelism. So our second objective here asks us to list ways in which Jesus showed us God's plan for personal evangelism. This is on page 13 of your study guide. Now, as we begin this section of our lesson, I want you to write down several scripture verses, and then I'm going to give you some answers that you should get from reading those verses. The first verse I'd like you to write down is Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. And if you have not already done so, this is contained in your study guide, I want you to write a response to this question. Again, the reference is Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, and the question is, what was in Jesus' heart toward people as you look at that scripture? Well, the answer is compassion. Another example is Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. And we ask this question, what was Jesus' manner in dealing with people in Matthew 9, 35? And we see the answer was personal. He had oftentimes one-on-one conversations with people. Also look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 19. And we ask, why did the religious leaders accuse him of being a friend of sinners? And as we look at that context of that scripture, we'll see that it was because Jesus had personal contact with them in their homes and in their neighborhoods. Let's take a look at John chapter 14, verse 3. And we ask this question, what was Jesus' plan for the people who believed in him? Well, they were to spend eternity with him in the place prepared for them. And then also, let's take a look at John chapter 14, verse 6 through 10. And we can ask this question, what part did God the Father have in what Jesus did on the earth? And we see in the context of that scripture that God the Father told Jesus what to say, and he worked through him in all that he did by the Holy Spirit. And God will do the same thing through us as we are willing to obey the Father's command. And one final portion of the scriptures I want you to write down and review is John chapter 3, verse 16, John chapter 19, verses 1 through 6, verses 14 through 18, and verse 30. And as you review those portions of Scripture, let me ask the following question. What was the price that Jesus paid for our sins? Well, as you review those portions of Scripture and your lesson material, you'll see that Jesus suffered infinite separation from the Father and the Spirit and the equivalent of an eternity in hell for us. That is the price that Jesus paid. And the paying of this price, students, involved the Father and the Holy Spirit because they are one with Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is the one that Jesus says he will send us for all who believe in him, that he will be our comforter and our counselor. So as we see those portions of Scripture, we also can answer this question. What does this tell us about the importance of personal evangelism? Well, seeing that Jesus paid the ultimate price for us and that he wants to spend eternity with us, we know that our sharing the gospel or personal evangelism is of ultimate importance to every person in the earth. So as we conclude the second objective about Christ's life being the example of how Jesus showed us God's plan for personal evangelism, let's discuss this statement. Jesus shows us God's plan for personal evangelism in three ways. Well, one of the ways is his heart toward people of compassion. One of the ways is his close personal contact that he desires to have with us and that he had with others, and the fact that he prepared a place to spend eternity with us. That's at least three ways that Jesus shows us God's plan for personal evangelism. And I pray that we will be able to grab a hold of these truths and understand these truths, embrace these truths personally, and then be able to share them through words and or deeds to others that God will allow us to have contact with. This is the lesson, personal evangelism. We're studying session one tonight, or today, which is follow the pattern. So far we see God's plans, how he met our needs through his provision. We see God's heart, his manner, and his plan for us, which is love, it's personal, and it's for eternal fellowship. And we looked at Christ's life, the example that he showed us with his life and how he died and suffered for us, how he showed compassion to people, and how he has prepared a place for us to spend eternity with him. Now, our final section of the lesson deals with the early Christians' example. We saw God's plan, we see Christ's life, and now the third objective asks us to explain why the early Christians can be an example in sharing the good news about Christ. Now, I'd like to explain that the early Christians can be our example in personal evangelism because they followed the pattern that was set by Jesus. And if we also follow this pattern, we can be an example. So we see that, for instance, they accepted God's call to continue Jesus' practice of announcing hope to those in the world who have no hope. So the word for that is evangelism, simply announcing hope to those in the world who have no hope, and that is telling people good news. And the news is that God still loves every person and still desires to give eternal life and eternal fellowship to everyone who believes in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is something that's personal because we each need to experience it ourselves. And the reason why it is evangelism, that is to announce it to others, is that we will announce this as we have opportunity to every man, woman, boy, and girl that God allows us to. So the first step in the evangelistic call is to have a personal relationship yourself with Jesus and then simply share with others what that relationship means to you and possibly what it could mean to them. Praise the Lord. So we're going to have a little exercise sheet here now, which is going to talk about, and I'll try to, if you're studying by business education, contact us and we'll send you a copy of the exercise sheet, and we'll also try to post it on our Facebook page. But our exercise sheet asks us a four questions, and the questions are coming from Luke 10:27 and Luke 10:33, as well as Matthew 5, verses 43 to 48, and it asks, what kind of heart toward people does God want us to have? I think we can see, as we've read so far, he wants to have a heart of love for people. We can see in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, and we can ask this question, what does Jesus want us to be doing in our contact with people? What does he want us to be doing? He wants us to have a personal contact with them. He wants us to have friendship with people. And so we can contrast the method of being personal and being friends with teaching in a classroom method, where you may not actually get a chance to know people personally. Evangelism, personal evangelism, means getting personal. Jesus went into the homes. He went into neighborhoods of people to get to know them. And then he was able to understand what may have been troubling their lives, and he could speak good news to that area of their life. Question number three, how can being a friend of sinners play a part in personal evangelism? Well, it can show people what the love of Christ is really like, and it can bring them into fellowship with God. And so finally, John 17, verse 20, you can also look at John 3:16, John 17:3, which we mentioned earlier, and answer this question. What is our goal or mission as we work with Jesus to accomplish God's original plan for people? Well, our mission is this, to bring people into fellowship with God, an ongoing fellowship with God. And so in conclusion, students, if you were to look at the last paragraph that's contained in your study guide on page 21, you see where it reads that by their testimonies and witnessing, the early Christians were able to share the good news about Jesus all over Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and even the entire Roman Empire. The believers went everywhere. They preached and they shared their Christian experience with all people. And it was actually the unbelievers who saw them speaking, living, and acting like Christ that gave them the name Christian, which means Christ-like, or followers of Christ. The early Christians had such love for Jesus and were so thankful for what he had done for them that they could not keep from telling the good news. So likewise, students, we want to share with others what Christ has done for us for the same reason, because we love him and because we want to give his love to others. And this is what we want to be reminded of as we think about the person that we asked you to write down or think of the name of a person that you wanted to share Christ with at the beginning of this lesson. So we want you to ask God to help you to love the person so that you can share the love with them. Pray that the Holy Spirit will release in us the fruit of love that he already has, and keep praying for God's love to continue to flow through us. And so as we think about the name of that person, may God impart his love in our hearts for that person, and that God will bring to attention by the power of the Holy Spirit his desire to have a relationship with them. So students, I pray that this lesson, number one, of personal evangelism, which is follow the pattern, will be something that each and every one of us will experience, and that each and every one of us will put into practice as we desire to bring people into an ongoing relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. I look forward to our next lessons in this course. In the meantime, God bless you. May his love be upon your life. And until next week, God bless you.